Okay, let's begin. Let's learn. I made some photocopies of the Pnimi Halacha from the Masechta Gemara on Masechta Sukkah. Some inyanim relating to Sukkos. Let's start with Daf Beis, the very first Halacha, Daf Beis, Amid Aleph, Din Tzchach of B'Yoyser. Anyone ever have a Tzchach extremely thick?
If you,
they do that, you lay on. So here he discusses the inyanim relating to thick schach. Slats. What? What's it called?
They were slats.
They sell now slats. Like
no.
What?
You don't need a schlach.
You don't need a schlach. Okay, so we discussed that. It's not necessarily the best thing if you can't see the stars. If the rain cannot get in.
Mayor, I owe you a dollar, remember?
Slats
had a shiloh. It was if it's considered to be nisun, then mekabel tumah. A slat is mekabel. He talks about all these in yanim. Let's hear discussing very specifically if the schach is very thick. Okay, years ago before the mat, today everyone has a mat. Who doesn't have a mat? Anyone here does not have a mat?
Myself.
What do you have? Yeah, you put up one bamboo to pole at a time? Good for you, like the old days. I must have done that for 100 years.
That's in my basement, the bamboo.
Okay, today most people have mats. Just roll it out and you're done. In the olden days, the different types, all different types of mats. This type of mat, that type of mat. In the beginning, it was not accepted. So we're going to talk about that. We get to that. The bamboo also is a macabre.
Because it has holes in it.
The bamboo has holes. It's a macabre.
They use it for cups.
Rav Moshe had a mat years ago.
In the Lower East Side, we had mats.
On the Lower East Side, you had mats?
Yeah, but they were hard mats. They weren't rollout mats.
I grew up in the Lower East Side. We had bamboo.
It was less. They were not slats. They were mats.
Well, I was in California. They had palms and palm fronds.
Palm fronds.
We had that furry thing. It's not the biggest mess in the world.
We had furry things.
You cut it from the highway. People would...
The one with the end was like a fur.
A fur?
Fur.
Yeah, it was the reeds. They used to have years ago reeds.
It's still growing. It's still,
yeah. On the highway. On the highway. All right. Today it's expensive. The mat is a fortune. Or the mats, they cost a lot of money. Everything today costs... I grew up in the Lower East Side, so we had bamboo. It was a big event, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. I remember Mitzvah Yom Kippur was a big event. Everyone in the buildings, the car buildings, you had to come down and you had to help put up the schach. And they had this big community. The sukkah was almost as big as half the room, this room. And it's a lot of bamboo. And everyone came out, they would schlep from the basement of the building the bamboo. And they would put, people would be all different stations. That was already the modern sukkahs.
We had the wood ones.
I remember the wood ones. We also had the wood ones. It collapsed.
Each one of the panels
weighs a ton. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, but let's see what it says. Okay, let's learn. The first staff of a Masechta Sukkah teaches that a sukkah is a diras arai. And the nafkamin is that a sukkah has to be less than 20 amas. Why must the sukkah be less than 20 amas? That's between 30 and 40 feet. The schach, because if you build a structure that is over 30, 40 feet, over 20 amas, it is impossible to build walls that are not permanent. A wall that stands to such a height must, by definition, be a permanent structure. And since the Torah requires the sukkah to be a diras arai, and that tells us that the sukkah has to be that anything that is less, that has to be less than 20 amas. Now that means once already can be less than 20 amas, you can build the walls from steel. You can build walls, regular sukkah walls, that are as permanent that as possibly can be. The din of permanence and temporary is only in potential. That if you would want to build a structure that is more than 20 amas, by definition, it's impossible, at least Tam Chazal, to find building materials. Maybe today, with all the new technology, you can find different types of materials. three reasons in the Gemara. The Gemara gives three reasons. One of the three reasons is that a sukkah is called a diras arai, and that means potentially the walls must be something which are temporary. Anything over a height of 20 amos, by definition, must be permanent. Now, I know you'll say that today it's not so, because today there is new technology where we can build things extremely high out of temporary materials, things which will not last more than a certain amount of time. It will blow down in the winter, but we're following the formula of the Metzias of what was at the time of Chazal. And since the time when the Torah was given, the building materials available at that point in time could not last. If you would build something more than 20 amos, you would have to be built it from permanent building materials. That is the shear. Let's see. It does not need to be physically, in reality, potentially, since the height is less than 20 amos, potentially I can build the walls from things which are not permanent. But if you make it more than 20 amos, then it's going to be. If your walls are less than 20 amos, even if they are permanent, it's okay. Okay, now, so that's the basic yisod. Now, take this idea one step further. Schach, why can't we put on our roofs schach that is permanent, meaning that rain will not come through? Hatosfos makshim lefi zeh sheim kein lama amru sheim yardu geshamim b'chag simen klalahu. Why does the Gemara say that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a simen klalah? Kevan shehageshamim hanichnasim l'sukkah mafriim mileshev ba. If it rains on Sukkot, you can't sit in the Sukkot. So it's Hashem's way of telling us He does not want us to do the mitzvah. He's not interested in us fulfilling the mitzvah. So it's a klala. Now, by the way, halacha l'mayis, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not the derech terrain, but in Chutz Li'aretz, where it's a derech terrain, so this is Tevan, it's nature, it's not a simin klola, even if it rains the first night of Sukkot. The Harei, Ein HaGesham, now here is his question, since why can't we build a sukkah made from permanent building materials for the schach, put on a thick layer of schach, where the rain will not penetrate, and will sit in the sukkah, so there will no longer be a simin klala. Hari ein agasham mechurachim lafriyas hayashima besukkah, kevin shicham lasachas sukkah bin sarma tekuim bin mismarim. We can put nail down the schach. The gam in even though this sukkah may sung, maybe you'll tell me this post maybe the rabbanon did not want to have sukkah, but mikol malkam kevin shem nidoyraisa, since according to the Torah he kashera the ain poislo moysamach mazeh mashadiras kevahu im kain ain hageshamim simin klala. So since technically in the Torah we can build schach that is permanent. We'll just use materials that theoretically are arai, just like when it comes to the height. In other words, trying to make a comparison. Just like when it comes to the height of the walls, you have to build the walls in a height that theoretically it can be arai, temporary. So too, we'll use for the schach material that theoretically can be arai, temporary, but we'll construct it in a way that's permanent. Just like when it comes to the walls of the sukkah, you allow l'chatchil to build walls that are permanent as long as theoretically they are within the range of something which can be temporary. Let us apply the exact same principle to the schach. We will use material that is kosher for schach, but we'll just use it in a permanent way. We'll apply it on very thick. So here is where Tois gives a very sadistic answer. Matarzim Ataisis, Sherak, Linin, Hadafanis, Hershus, Bisugusenu, Defanis, Mibarzel, Uchayotse, Bozer, Avshek, Vuasein. This principle that you're allowed to build walls that are permanent, since theoretically you can build them, you can make them temporary, since they are of the dimensions of something which can be built temporary, that rule is unique to the walls. That halacha is not to be extended to the schach. The schach must be a temporary schach. Which, what does it mean temporary? Rain can get through. It's not enough to have the possibility that you'll use materials where theoretically these materials can be awry. It must actually be temporary, meaning that rain can get through. So the Yosoid is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have sukkah, that the schach is so thick that rain cannot penetrate, that by nature is called permanent. That is called a sukkas keva. The nature of a sukkah is a sukkas arai. And the definition of arai versus keva is, can rain penetrate? If rain can penetrate, it's called arai. If rain cannot penetrate, it's called keva. And don't argue that when it comes to the walls, we're allowed to have walls made from barzel because they are of the dimensions of something which can be constructed temporarily. So let's apply a similar principle to schach. We'll use materials which theoretically can be temporary materials, but we'll just construct it in a way where it's permanent. That is not a solution for the schach, because the schach is the ikur sukkah, and since that's the ikur, we apply the principle of what the Torah says, that diras arai, it must be temporary. So the bottom line is, according to Tais, so far, the rain, if the rain does not come through your schach, it's not a kosher sukkah. However, Hamurchai Koisef, Shemitoich Perish Rashi, Mashma, Shagam im Ena Gesham Yechom Likonis Las Nusach Asuka Harehi Kashera. Okay, so he quotes a Rashi on Daf Ches. Okay, I didn't look up the Rashi. We look up Rashi on Daf Ches. The Rashi says it's Mashma, that even if the rain cannot come to the Sukkah, it's kosher. The Helen Amordechai Shalachatil Yesh Lahachme Lasses Asikh Kadesh Ye Kirchve Hacham Nir Mitoicha. So basically, what we learned over here is it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the rain must come in order for it to be a kosher. So according to Rashi, it's mashma. Technically, the rain does not need to come in. But still, even according to Rashi, lichatchila, you should be able to see the stars. So the bottom line is machlekes is apoyskin magen avron the mishnah, where everyone seems to pass in the chatchila, the schach is supposed to be thin enough that rain can come through, and the chatchila you should be able to see the stars. Okay, b'mahogi maharil. So that's Shulchan Aruch is the chatchila, rain must come in. And however, let's see what the Baruch says. Omar, Sheroy Lasois Kamoy Shoimrim, Hoilom Shlechatchila Yesh Lasach, Boyfin Shakachavim Yunir Mitoicha, Ach, Hevi, Beshem Rabbi, Maharash. So according to the Maril, in the name of his Rebbe, the Marash, you know the Marashes? The Marash, he says that b'diavad, if the schach is so thick that rain cannot come in, it's also good.
Okay,
עד שלא יוכלו הגשמים לרד בסוכה. ובסייב מועד מזמן המקוסף שגם הבינו אותם לא פוסל סוג השאין גשם יועד ולסויך אלא אם כן היא בנויה כך שגם בכל חוד שהחורף יוכלו לודר בו לא יקונסו הגשום לסוכה. so יקונסו מחלק. אבל אם בגשמי החורף יקונסו המים לסוכה, ורק בגשמי חג הסוכה, so יקונסו הגשום לסוכה, הרי הסוכה גשר גם לדעס רבינו תם. So it's very fascinating. חידש is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that if the rain cannot penetrate its posel, that means it cannot penetrate in the winter, in the middle of the winter.
The fall,
the real heavy rain. But let's say you have a light rain, a rain that you'll have during the Sukkot in October.
In the fall,
so it's not so bad, it's not such an intense rain. It's okay, provided that you would not be able to survive in this sukkah in the winter. In the winter, in the snowstorm and real heavy-duty rain, if at some point in time the rain will leak into the sukkah, that already qualifies as kosher schach, even though now, in this time of the year, the nature of the rain is such that it will not penetrate the schach, it's okay.
Even though you can't see the stars.
Seeing the stars is only a hiddur. It's a very big key to seeing the stars. You have to be very careful, because when you can see the stars, sometimes the schach is so weak that you don't even have 50%. You have to have at least 51%. If the schach at night, because at night it's all our schach, most of our schach that we have today, you really can't see the stars. The gnats, the bamboo poles, you can't see the stars. So what exactly does it mean? It's not really clear what it means. You can see, maybe it means when you turn off the lights. Okay, you have to understand that today we live in a very modern world. What? Yeah?
You see stars?
I think what it means is you have to turn off all the lights.
Oh, that's a different story. With the mats, you can see the stars.
You can't see during the
sun. That's because there's lights around you.
You have to also turn off the light in the sukkah. When you have a light, a fluorescent light, or an incandescent bulb in the sukkah, the light, the contrast of the light shining against the schach is going to prevent you from being able to see the stars. But theoretically, if you were to turn off the light in the sukkah, and you would turn off the lights in the city, shut down all the lights in the city, talk to the mayor about that, and you would look up through your schach, and you would let your eyes adjust, right? You would let your eyes adjust for a couple of minutes. It's possible you would see the stars. Okay, let's go further.
Any schach, contrarious enough, eventually it starts dripping in.
Okay, so that's what he says. That is what the Moyadim Uzmanim says. It says that if you have schach today, schach that the rain cannot penetrate, as long as in the winter it would penetrate, it's going to be good enough. Today they make schach, then, which has a hechsher where rain cannot come through. They what?
Mutter.
So why is the mutter? What? That's what it's called.
Motor.
Motor. What? That's the name of the brand. That's the name of the brand.
The ones that don't.
Do not let the rain come in. So why is that motor? So
it.
I'm assuming the reason why it is permitted is because of this law of the Muzmanim. Even though it's true that the rain cannot come in a full rain, but you're not going to put this in your dining room. You're not going to go. Not going to put the roofers out of business, because such a type of schach, when you let the rain and the go through a winter, it's certainly going to leak through at some point in time. That's the chiddush of the Moyadim Uzmanim, relying even according to the Machnirim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that the rain must come through. It just means a very heavy rain of the winter must be able to come through, but a rain of the fall, even if it does not come through, is kosher. Let's go further. The Yerkos of the Moyadim Uzmanim Shim. Now here's another very big chiddush. If you designate a little section in your sukkah where the schach is very weak, it's thin, and in this isolated little spot, in this little cubicle, a little corner, the rain penetrates and you can see the stars, you can make the rest of the sukkah thick, as long as there is one spot in the sukkah where rain can come through and you can see the stars. Kevin says, Shaddai, the heker ze, sha'osu b'mokoy mechon mitoch ha'sukkah, sha'shomhu b'oifen shal arai, v'ze megale, that is the revelation, sha'kol ha'sukkah hi diras arai. It's an amazing chiddush to say such a thing, is that you can have 95% of the sukkah keva, thick, rain will not penetrate, and 5% arai, so the 5% arai is a gilui, that the rest of the sukkah is also arai. That's what he says.
Rabbi, practically speaking, you're sitting in your sukkah having a seudah, and it starts raining. All your neighbors are running in, that's supposed to be in the sukkah. And you can sit in your sukkah?
If it's not raining in, yes. If it's not raining in your sukkah, if your sukkah, the schach is thick, with thicker. And it's not raining, so you stay, and they run in, and you have the advantage that you are getting credit for the mitzvah. You are being mekayim the mitzvah, and they are not being mekayim the mitzvah. As long as it does not begin to rain. When it begins to rain, and then you're not allowed to sit in sukkah, mitztayer potem in sukkah, it's a chosid shoita. Once it begins to rain, and the rain is ruining your soup, and you're uncomfortable, then you're not allowed to be in the sukkah.
You stay in the sukkah.
What? You're not allowed to stay in the sukkah. A chosid shoita.
It's not coming through your.
If it's not coming through your sukkah, then not only are you allowed to stay, you should stay. You should stay. You're being mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah sukkah is to sit in the sukkah.
Can you throw candy over the sukkah?
No, no. The Hasidim say, "What rain? I don't see any rain." Where's the rain? I don't see. This is my sukkah. I don't see any rain. What are you talking about? Even though it's dripping rain, I don't see any rain here.
Canvas over it?
So in the Chanami, there is an opinion that says that you mekayim the mitzvah of throwing the canvas over the sukkah. You should sit in the sukkah with the canvas on top and eat in the sukkah. And then when you leave the sukkah, you're supposed to take off the canvas, and then retroactively you get credit for sitting in the sukkah. There is such an opinion. I think he actually brings it down over here a little bit later on. Even on Shabbos. Well, Shabbos, you have to be careful on Shabbos not to water the grass. That's another shayla. No, oil is no din oil. There's no din oil as long as the canvas was partially extended before Shabbos begins. When you have a canvas, there's another sugya. The canvas has to be partially, or at least one tefach of the canvas has to always remain on top of the sukkah.
You unroll, but
you always leave a small mashu of the canvas remaining on the sukkah. That small mashu allows you to extend it and to withdraw it. Allows you, or there are other hetem. Also, if let's say it's a permanent type of an awning, which is on a roller, on a winder. So then, it's meant to open and close. That's not called an oil. When something is meant to open and close, it does not have the status of an oil. That's also mutter. And then also, there's another hetem. I think if it's more than a tefach.
What's that something with Shabbos?
Shabbos, right? With Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Yom Tov is also a prohibition to make an oil. It's a problem for Shabbos and him. That's
can't
not.
You say it's a
no. You don't say that.
You're
not allowed to do a malacha letzorech eichel nefesh that could have been done before Yom Tov. So you don't. It doesn't matter. This is not in the category. It means a nature in food preparation. Food preparation only. Okay, this is not a topic. So let's go.
What if the grass was already soaking wet? Big rain grass soaking wet.
Yes. So then it's.
Is this
no? You usually not. Even if the grass is not soaking, it's not your kavana. If it's not your kavana, I don't remember the halachas. I believe it's. So it's generally mutter. If it's not your kavana to water the grass. So generally,
it's soaking wet.
Yeah, and I think okay, maybe we're running out of time. Let's see.
You have a canvas covered sukkah.
We don't pass like that. L'chatchila. There is an opinion that says if you are in a canvas covered sukkah, you mekayim the mitzvah.
Is that opinion that we
accept? No, we do not accept it. But when it's raining, what's the nafkamina? When it's raining, we accept it. You have nothing to lose. when it's pouring rain outside, not everyone does this. There are yechidim that do this. They sit, if it's pouring rain outside, they will sit in the sukkah with the canvas covered, eat their meal, and then when they leave the sukkah, they open the canvas. So by opening the canvas, they're showing, I don't even know the lambda, I think he brings it down a little later on. But there is such, it's a minority opinion, you don't commonly see it done. You don't, but of course, when it's not raining, and to sit in the sukkah with the canvas, that certainly is not acceptable. That's shloik halacha. So let's finish up. The oid kasav. So he says this very because you look at Mishnah Berurah. He says over here that the gal shakal sukkah with that's right. We're up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in the paragraph. Udeloy kimishna berurah shapasak b'shem aprim gadim shesach mu'uve berachav dal tvachim paislas kol sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no such thing as having a 5% of your sukkah thin, and that's going to save the whole sukkah. Adrabah, if you have even a small amount of your sukkah that's thick schach, which is schach psula, it disqualifies the entire sukkah. Vehevi misevi priyetz chayim, shehevi b'shem agoyin of chayim v'lozhin, shalom b'shemimi, shereitz l'chayim mitzvah sukkah v'lozhin b'sukkah gam b'shas yuz shalom. What does it say? Yoniach samuch lepesach b'mokam shebel Lav hachi ein mishtamishim bai chur gadol sheyicholim liroys kichavim ugeshamim ugesham yicholim leirayd b'seicha the oz yochol l'sache chetev es kol hasukah sto yuchlu geshamim leirayd b'seicha. So he says the same exact solution. If it's pouring rain, what you should do is you should just have a little section in the sukkah that the rain comes through.
But it's completely open. It's not that it's covered.
Doesn't seem to be open. Look what he says. One more time.
And why is it different than what he said before?
The same thing he said before. He said exactly the same thing. One more time. B'shem b'chaim v'lozhin. Shamar shemisha writes in l'kayim mitzvah sukkah v'leishah b'sukkah gam shvegam b'shas yiridas k'shamim. So what do you do when it's going to be pouring rain? Yoniach b'samoch l'pesach b'malchim in a place shabalaf achi eim shamishim, but the place where you don't normally sit. Chur gadol.
Open space.
Sheyicholim liros k'chavim. Okay, you can see the stars. Ugeshamim yicholim leirei b'seicha.
Well, you don't sit.
Leave a little space to tell. And the rest of the sukkah will be thick. Thick schach. The odds then, yachabah doesn't mean mamish open. It means an area that's loose. Doesn't mean mamish open. I think what it means for.
No
schach altogether? Nothing?
No. It makes sense. Along the side of the sukkah.
Well, anyway, not sitting.
Almost sits a long flush against the wall. So then you make the very little schach, and the more schach is in the middle. It's all counted one schach.
What are you going to do?
Okay, but if you have schach posel, three tvachim, the squall part, let's see. The oz yochol l'sache chetiv eskol asuka shalo yuchlu ha-gesham le-rei l'soich, okay? So he basically says the same solution. You have a sukkah that is thick. You use kosher schach, but you lay it on thick to the degree where rain will not penetrate. Even though according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's possible, but there are yesh poison that say that it's kosher. And the solution is just having that sukkah, a little tiny section that is kosher, and the part that's kosher is a gilu that the rest of the sukkah is also kosher. It's a solution b'shas hatrak. V'chein kasav b'shut kenaf v'nona she'im b'mokam echad yecholim liros es hakachavim b'sukkah b'sukkah k'shera v'tama kevin she'nokat she'kol divrei ha'tosfos b'suk yosei n'shakas u'shim n'sach v'nisom b'oifin she'in ha'gesham yecholim lirid l'sech ha'sukkah nifsal ha'sukkah min ha'tayrah ein divrei ma'mudim elo b'misachich b'nisorim. When Tosfos said that if your sukkah is so thick where rain cannot penetrate, it's no good. He's discussing schach, which is questionable. They're using slats. Slats are building materials. This is something you anyway use. Nisarim, boards that you use for construction. Aval im misach ba'anfei ilan. But if you use branches of a tree, something which is not a building material, then even if you put it on your sukkah thick to the degree where rain will not penetrate, it's a new svara. That is not the topic of Tosfos' discussion, and it's kosher.
Yeah, but
Okay, so we take out over here the review, a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, if Yischach is thick to the degree where rain will not penetrate. According to Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, it's possible. According to Rashi, it's mashma from the Afches, it's kosher. There's another issue. You have to be able to see the stars. Lechatchila, that says in Chazal. What happens? So how do we recognize, what's the halacha l'maisa? The Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, Paskin like Tosis, that the schach has to be thin enough for rain to penetrate. However, the Moedim Uzman qualifies this Tosfos Shulchan Aruch with many leniencies. First of all, what does it mean rain can penetrate? Maybe it only means rain in the winter, in the middle of the winter, a heavy, heavy rain. But if the rain can't penetrate the light rain in the fall, it's kosher l'tchatchila. Another chiddush, as long as one part of the sukkah is thin, that will save the rest of the sukkah that is thick. Another swara, we're only discussing Tosfos that says that it's possible, discussing a type of building material which gives the appearance to an observer that it is a diras keva. But if you use, like what we use today, everyone's going to go confuse the type of things that we use today for a permanent building, everyone sees that it's a temporary structure, then there's a yesh makam to be makel and say that even if the rain cannot penetrate, it's going to be kosher. And what about the minog of seeing the stars? Just leave over a small little section in the sukkah where you can see the stars. How could it possibly be that according to Rashi and according to all of these leniencies in the Tosfos, all goes back to the beginning of what it says in the Gemara, that the reason why a sukkah has to be a dira sarai, but just because it has to be a dira sarai doesn't mean that it has to physically be a dira sarai. It just has to be potentially a dira sarai. And that halach is accepted l'chatila with regard to the walls. With regard to the schach, we don't accept it l'chatila, but b'dieva we do find over here some degree of leniency. Okay, one more quick halach.
Have you seen a look at the canvas over?
Okay, let's see, discuss that right now. Let's see. A lot of people,
when they unroll it after they finish eating, it's still raining? What's going on?
Well, no. They normally not. Normally they put the canvas over for the times when it rains, which will not ruin the sukkah.
So when they finish and it's still raining,
keep it down.
It's kosher.
Okay, let's read that. He discusses that a little bit now. Let's discuss that. The sinas plastic shakuf al hasukkah. What shakuf mean? I don't know what it means. Hard. And Meir, what shakuf?
You can look through it.
You can look through it. Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, okay. Clear plastic ala sukkah mahogim agisham. Okay, clear plastic. You can still see the stars. It's not blue. Okay, you can still see the stars. Now they have canvas that looks like the army fatigues. You know, like the sand. What are they called?
Camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nifsak lahalacha shesuka sheperesu alecha oitachas aschach shelo aschach posel kigoyin sad and sheets uchayetze bezeh nifslo hasuka b'kach kivin sheschach posel loch alo rak sheinu machshir besuk elu gam poisel oisa disqualifies it v'im yeschach kosher v'gam schach posel tzuk b'sula. Can you now let it have schach kosher and posel together? Now b'shut shevet alevi done. Benidon shenosnu kama talmidei chachamim. In mutar lichasayis es asuka bikisei plastic shokuf clear plastic shehashemesh nireis ba'adoi kidei limnoya efsheri shel yudas keshel moseich asuka. Okay, you're going to prevent the rain from coming through, but you can still see the stars. Whom yesh lochush bedaver mishum schach posel apayis asuka v'hevi b'shem chachamim echa shekosav she'in lefsol boifin zeh mishum mischach Mesachich besach pasul, the ta'anosai benuya al hamavur besugyosein. What do we mean? The besugyosein are nidnu kamab tamim b'masha sukkah agvoya meshem al psula. There are many reasons why a sukkah higher than 20 amas is possible. The echad mihem who time of shorabim zeir she sukkah shagvoya meshem ama ain adam yoshe b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel adfanes. One of the reasons why a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is psula is because you're not sitting in the shade of the schach. You're sitting in the shade of the walls. Why you this that you need to sit in the shade? Who came and in yonei shel aschach shel asuka who lasted sell b'me'achal b'suka? The purpose is the shade should come from the schach. If you have schach and plastic on top of it, you are still sitting in the shade of the schach, not in the shade of the plastic, and the plastic is just providing shelter from rain. Brilliant solution. So you ought to have kosher schach and have it covered with plastic. The sukkah tiel tzel yoima mechoyrev from the heat. Harei shaloshin schachu al davar hamatzlim nehachoyrev hashemish, the heat of the sun. Ulefi zetonai sochacham shein sham schach ela al davar hamatzlim nehachama. When you want to describe schach posel, it must be opaque. It has to be opaque. Brilliant solution. Schach posel is only if it prevents the sun, the rays of the sun from coming in. If plastic does not prevent the rays of the sun coming in, it cannot be called schach. So it cannot be called schach posel. So it should not disqualify. And it has the advantage of preventing the rain from coming in. Ach. Hagoyin Rav Shmuel Wozner, Noga b'pshida shegam schach posel shokuf posel, and so he disagrees. He says plastic disqualifies. The yisoid devod of hu alpia mavur beveis yosef shegaras berashis shesuki he hasui lahatzel mechoyrev umimotar. It's not just, even though the pasuk would seem to indicate only from choyer, which means the heat, but Rashi adds the word motar. It shelters you from rain because of harash. We learned this in Yeshayahu, ulemachse shelter, ulemistar, and a shelter, another word for shelter, mizerem umimotar. So even though Rabbi Zera only quoted the beginning of the pasuk, he only quoted the beginning of the pasuk, you have to look at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk includes that it prevents you from a torrent of water. The schach also shelters from a flow of water. What?
When you see the buses that have all those pictures on it.
All the buses?
A bus has a picture. That's
of what?
That's a, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a plastic film.
Yeah.
From inside you can see out. It's a plastic film.
One way.
No, it's not one way, right. What it is. It's tiny little holes from inside, and it's painted outside, and because of the darkness inside you can see out.
The contrast of light. It provides a one-way...
If you put this on top of the schach, you must probably have more holes, more light coming through than you have...
I don't know. New technology. I don't know. Okay, let's see. What would happen if someone would create technology...
No, but the water does go through because the water drops...
Rav Shmuel Wozner disagrees. He says the definition of schach is something which provides shelter from the rays of the sun and from rain. So plastic, which does not shelter from the rays of the sun, but still shelters from the rain, is schach posel, and it will disqualify the sukkah. The yoyit tzidi b'shevet halevi, lema sh'af schach plastic, she'en mogim b'mei ar ha-shemesh, b'kol mokam ha-harei u'megim b'mei sh'oimei sa'choyim b'nech shol ma'chsen b'choyim g'gamkin. This is a very important run. This is a very interesting yisoid. It provides shade does not necessarily mean the rays of sun. It provides shade. Now I'll give you an example, because if you have a sukkah today, every sukkah today is not providing. How's that? Shade does not just mean the rays of the sun. It provides a change in temperature. Put it like that. So if you have plastic over your sukkah, if you have plastic over your sukkah on top of your schach, the mitzvah says the temperature in the sukkah will be different than if you did not have the plastic. Whatever it'll be a change in, it'll be worse because there's more heat being kept inside. Whatever it is. But the fact is, cell does not mean gesundheit, does not mean only a ray of sun. In the Ran says this beferish in the beginning of Masech, in the beginning of Masech the Sukkah. Cell means a change of temperature. You could already have very, very tall walls. You live in part of the world where the sun is not directly above, so you're getting shade primarily from the walls of the sukkah. You're not getting shade from the schach. But Chazal said that until a height of 20 amis, you're still getting a degree of shelter in terms of temperature from the schach. It's already with shade. It's just to give you more and more. To cool them down. So that's what it says over here. Saying the chinuch for shoppers, shame schach, love the impossible schach as a zukah. The chinuch for masik shabashir alevi shachalila. No one should come up with a solution. Melahat elitin kisli plastic ala sukah ela shabashas atrak shayin yachal esha besukah belis kisli. Zeldif litin as a kisav lelvarch, oz ala yeshiva besukah, kidin sadin amavur bimogin avram of mishnabura. In a situation, we have no choice. A person is going to be either this or nothing. We mentioned this before. There is such an opinion that if you have sadin, that it's pouring rain, and so there is an opinion that says that it's better to sit in a sukkah with a shlak to cover it over and eat in the sukkah, and when you finish to take it off and then the rain will come in, that's better than eating in the bias. For some reason no one does this today. No one follows this shita.
Make kiddush and wash up
the... Yeah, on the first night now. The first night you have to make kiddush even in the pouring rain. The first night of sukkah, you have to make kiddush even if it's pouring rain, even in the rain. But you have to wait until 12 o'clock.
You
have to wash in the kazayas. The first night of sukkah, you have to wait until chatzos. If it's already coming 12 o'clock at night, or you're falling off your feet, you're going to go to sleep, and it's pouring rain, then you have to put on your boots and put on some old rain hat and go into the sukkah and make kiddush and eat a kazayis of lechem in the pouring rain. And then you can eat the rest of the sukkah in the bias. That's only the first night. The rest of sukkahs, you make kiddush and you make the kazayis in the sukkah, in the bias, not in the sukkah.
The second night, you eat a kazayis
at the end?
Yeah, you wash
it's only midrabana.
Still raining.
At the very end, you eat a kazayis. But the kiddush you make inside the bias.
What's that?
On the first night of sukkahs, if you come home from shul,
the report says it's going to be raining all night. Can you just
no? You don't trust. You don't believe. When was the last time they were right? You were the first night when you come home.
You should wait till.
Yes, when you come home, when you come on the first night, in case it clears up.
Clears up. Go out earlier.
Don't go out earlier. You come home and it's raining. Wait and wait and wait and wait. You have to wait until 1 o'clock.
You can't
eat anything. If you come li day sakana, okay, so then you li day sakana, then you can eat. But if you don't come li day sakana, you have to wait until 1 o'clock at night. And if I want 5 minutes to one, it's still pouring rain, torrents of rain, and you go into the sukkah. Oh well, chatzos is 1 o'clock. It's daylight savings time. Daylight savings time. 5 minutes to one, chatzos, whatever chatzos, chatzos can be maybe a quarter after, whatever it is. 5 minutes before chatzos, you go into the sukkah and you make kiddush and eat a kazayis lachem. But mistavim somewhere between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock, for 5 minutes, it will calm down enough for you to go and make kiddush, eat a kazayis. And then you can go back into the house. Okay, so this is the basic sort of here when it comes to plastic. There's a chiddush. Some want to suggest that plastic should be kosher schach. It's not possible schach. Because what is schach? Some want to say schach is only to shelter you from the rays of the sun. The Shevet Halevi, Rav Shmuel Wozner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's only lifted less than a year ago, saving his yahrzeit, he disagrees on two accounts. Number one, the pasuk concludes that schach is also to be a shelter from a zerem motar. So you have to, that's also rain. Rain and Rashi and the Rosh explicitly say that schach pasuk said mitzvah from rain. Plastic shelters from rain. And plastic is not psoilus. It's not from the psoilus going to be ekef. So it's therefore it's possible. And the second reason why it's possible, who told you schach is something which shelters from the rays of the sun? Schach is something that gives shelter from the heat. It changes the temperature. For better or for worse. Plastic also to some degree changes the temperature. So it's possible in that way as well. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a short break and we'll talk about Hashanah Rabbah for a few minutes.